You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome in. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump
day. Hump day. It's going to happen. Hump day.
Hey.
There it is. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? All good. Andy Bunker is this daggone week, this daggone month. Everything is just flying, man, as we get closer and closer to the holidays and everything. As today is the company Christmas party, you're very festive with your sweater.
Yeah, I got decked out in my my new Christmas sweater.
Very much.
Thought like I'd come ready to party this afternoon at 2 o'clock on a Wednesday.
That's a new one.
Brand new. Yeah, first wear.
You actually bought that for today?
No, I bought it for the season.
So you buy Christmas sweaters?
Well, they don't just deliver them to my house.
No, I'm just saying. No, that's your thing.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Oh, okay, I'm just curious. Okay. No, okay. No, I love the fact
that we've
been together for so long.
Well, yeah.
And I learned so many different things about you every
year.
And
it's not the first time I've worn a Christmas
exactly. sweater. Exactly. I didn't, but when you said new, because I thought I might have seen that one before, because I know you got the blue one, the navy blue one.
I had a couple blue ones.
Yeah, and so I'm assuming that.
And I have a plaid one that's a cardigan that you haven't seen.
Okay.
So I guess maybe it is.
Yeah, no, and that was only when you said, said new, I was like, you buy Christmas sweaters every year.
No, not every. Well, God, not every year. I have four of them.
Okay,
and I'm 41.
I have a new Christmas sweater.
But I don't know. Like at first, I was like, "What's he trying to say?"
No.
And I was like, "No, I guess maybe."
No,
I guess maybe it is.
I have a new Christmas sweater. My wife bought it, you know, and she.
Why did that make me defensive?
She anticipates me wearing it sometime because we have like a crap load of Christmas
sweater.
No, not yours. Some other ones too.
Why not?
No, I'm coming to yours.
I never wear it.
No.
Why not? Is it embarrassing?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's not me. Do I look like a Christmas sweater guy?
If you had one on.
If it was a funny one. Like the funny
one. Oh, like a silly one?
A silly one.
Oh, but it's like a nice
maybe.
One?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I see.
Yeah, man. It's real festive. It's real festive. You know? You know my wife is very festive.
I bet.
And really red.
I bet you look great.
And really red.
Yeah, but you like red.
I love red when it has a G on it.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
It's not a Georgia Christmas sweater.
No. If it was a Georgia Christmas sweater, I'd wear.
I bet they make those.
They do.
That's cool.
They're very expensive.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's
well,
why.
Well, somebody's got to do all the stitching.
They're very expensive, man. I'm kind of like, damn. I mean, if it was one of them sweaters, because you can only wear that around this time of year, right?
Right. I'm not going to wear this. And it's too hot otherwise.
Yeah, so, yeah.
But also, you can't really wear it even after Christmas.
Like,
you know? You can't wear it in January.
Yeah, no, it's from now until 26.
Yeah, you have, exactly. You have a month. You have the after Thanksgiving until, I guess you can give yourself the grace period of New Year.
But I want, the one I wanted was Pinky from like right after next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking a different
thing. Yeah. No.
I was like, they got Christmas sweaters?
Not Piggy.
Got it. My bad.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's where my brain went.
Yeah, she done fell off though. She ain't like, she's still, well, never mind. But yeah, but it got the phrase on it. And so I can't wear that. I was going to wear that today, actually. Mm. I was going to buy it and wear it. I was like, nah, that probably wouldn't go over good with Rick Caffey.
Yeah, probably.
If I wore that sweater. But I wear it on, because you know, I was going to take a picture for under the tree and everything like
right.
that. So if I decide to buy it, I think it's like $39.
I know.
$39 sweaters, for one wear?
Sweaters can be, depending on the material.
Yeah.
We got a merino wool over here.
Merino wool?
Yeah, so it's a nice
That's
soft.
That's good stuff.
You can't just machine wash it.
Right. You gotta dry clean it?
Maybe or something. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know what's going to happen.
Just air it out.
I'm going to wear it, and then we'll hand it over to her, and then it'll come back clean at some point. Yeah, I don't know where that's going to take place at, but not in the laundry room, I don't think.
Nah, dog. You know, women, she got these special bags that she puts stuff like that in and put in the washing machine on cold.
But yes, I'm very decked out for the Christmas party today, for our 2 o'clock on Wednesday Christmas party, which is basically your company just telling everyone we don't trust you.
Yes.
We don't trust you guys to have a normal Christmas party at a normal time.
On a Friday
night. So we're going to have it in the middle of the week at 2 o'clock.
Yes.
All right.
Yeah, man.
Fair enough. They're probably right.
But
they're probably right to not trust.
Like
us.
This is the only company I've ever worked for. Like the team Christmas party that we used to have, it was always on a Friday, but it was more family driven and things like that.
I wondered about that because
you've been to other company Christmas parties on a Friday. Mm-hmm. Does it get wild like that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But it was fun though.
Right.
I never had any nothing crazy. Nobody embarrassed themselves in like an unredeemable way or something like that. Because I've only worked in sports radio, and people that work in sports radio like to drink and kind of know how to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So, and that goes for the whole people, not just the on-air people, but the salespeople too. Mm-hmm. They're probably better at it than we are.
Right.
Honestly.
Because I was in meetings.
They're out there having meetings all the time.
Right,
with Chattanooga whiskey people and all kinds of stuff like that. So they know what they're doing. But yeah, I got into radio like at the tail end of that era of fun. It was even like sponsored. Like the Christmas party was like on a Friday, and it would be at a bar that we did business with, like a Twin Peaks, basically.
Right.
Rented out, open bar. There would be like raffle prizes and stuff. Like you'd get tickets and TVs and stuff like that. And it was great. It was awesome. And then that ended right around the 2008 financial collapse.
Okay.
And since then, it's been Tuesdays at 2 or Wednesdays at
there
2.
There we go. I go to my wife's Christmas party all
you
the time.
You get one drink ticket.
I go to my wife's Christmas party, and it's always, I always have a good time. But it's always a good time because I don't, but it's always, it's every year, that one husband. It goes back to years ago when a dude asked me about Dean Smith still coaching in North Carolina. Mm.
You remember that? The one husband who has the awkward sports conversation.
Yeah. But other than
I thought you were saying one husband makes an ass out of himself.
No. But other than that, like all her coworkers, all her husbands, I'm cool with all of them. But think about it, we only see each other once a year.
Right.
And everybody's cool, so I can't, hang out with them and stuff like that. But yeah, I was always curious about the midday Christmas party. Where's that? Same place last time?
Downstairs, in one of the many, I don't remember which one, but it's at one of those restaurants downstairs.
Okay. Well, Abe, you lead the way. I have no clue where we're going. Mm-hmm. But I know it should be a lot of fun. It's always get to interact with our coworkers at V103 and everything. So, it should be a lot of fun. But I don't think there'll be any shenanigans.
No.
Drink tickets.
Plus, we got a choir performance. Lily's got her Christmas choir performance at church tonight.
Oh, no. You can't even have a beer with me, can you?
No. can't be rolling in there.
You can have one beer with me?
But what's the point of one beer?
So we can have one together?
Well, we're going to have 75 together on Friday.
That is true, but I would love to have a beer with you.
All right, I'll have a beer with
you. Yeah, thank you.
Twist my arm.
And I know your pastor's listening. I know your pastor's listening.
Yeah,
he's probably listening.
He'll be all right.
Looking at Andy with the glossy eyes.
No, I'll be okay. It's 2 o'clock. We'll be down there at 2:15. The performance is until 6:30. We'll
okay, you're sober about it.
Yeah, we'll be all right. We'll be all right.
Yeah, you're so right.
One time, one leads to two, though.
I know.
One leads to two. Who wants a shot? Who wants to have a shot? I'm dumb. I can't help myself. Yeah. We're down there. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what this day is going to bring now? It's Christmas party day. It's not really. It's hump day for the week. We're more than halfway to the Falcons game, though, as they play the Bucks tomorrow at on Thursday Night Football, 8 o'clock right here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Dave Archer is going to stop by for his normal Wednesday visit in about half an hour from right now. And, Dave's as frustrated as anybody is about all of this stuff. The conversations have become increasingly narrow, right? Like, all right, what are they what do they got to try to not do wrong this time? And, you know, what are you watching for? Unfortunately, the it was so much more deep. There's so much more, so many more topics to dive into early in the season when there was excitement and possibility. And now that neither one of those things exist anymore, it's basically, all right, how are they going to find a way to mess this one up?
If they look like they did Sunday, they'll be new head coach Monday, Andy.
You think so?
Yeah.
Just give yourself a little mini bye.
Yeah. I thought about that this morning. If it looks like they did on Sunday, non-competitive and everything like that, more special teams, gaffes, everything like that, I would not be surprised.
Just for the purpose of
– all right. Okay. Okay. I just don't want
– this can't be the stand – like we have to make very clear that this isn't what we stand for.
Yes. That's my thought process right now behind it. But I think, you know, the team – the thing with it is like, you know, the hardest thing is when – because you're always a professional in this business. This is your damn job. And I spoke about on it yesterday. And you start seeing guys coming in later and doing all those different things and having the, oh, here we go again. If there's adversity on tomorrow night or something like that, or a big return. Mm-hmm. It's not even a kick, not a touchdown. Right. It's just a big return
Just one of those types of moments.
Is that one of the moments where you're the offense and defense? Because I've been a part of it. Like, you start that team love and everything, it starts to – separate, especially when it's that unit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that, because it's never really an issue or thought about until it's a bad issue. You know what I mean? And as bad as their teams are, special teams, it seeps into everything.
Yeah.
Meaning the cohesiveness and all those things that make a team, you start looking like, God, do I need to go out there and cover the damn kick?
Right, because even like even if the special teams was at an average level or even an above average level, like this team's margin for error is slim. Anyway,
it's slim, right? And like
exactly.
You can't lose that.
And when they're playing that bad, it's costing them games. Obviously, it has at times this season. I just also wonder because, like, obviously you're professional; it's your job. You only get 17 of them. You're going to be amped up for game time, but also have to feel like you got to get yourself to a place mentally to go out there and be ready to do it.
Yep.
That takes some whatever it takes. Different people, you know, a different process to get there.
Right.
But like, you know, a kickoff return to start the second half might deflate that a little bit.
It does.
And then that place that you were, you're not there anymore. And then that level that you need to be at in order to perform out there with those, you know, with the best in the world at it, you might not be then. I mean, Caden Ellis gave an interview earlier this week where he was like, yeah, like, I'm not going to lie to you. Human nature exists.
Yes.
The fact that the playoffs are no longer attainable is not good. Like that doesn't help people's performance. He's like, we still have to go out there and do it. Right. Obviously, we have to whatever. Like, it's not an excuse, but it's also a reality that exists. And I think you saw it in the second half of that game Sunday against
it deflated them.
Because they played pretty, I'm not going to say great, but they played okay in the first half. They were hitting and they were flying around. They caused a turnover. And when that kickoff return happened, and then obviously they got the ball back and moved it down the field and the fumble happened.
Yeah.
That was that. I mean, you saw there was just a level of juice that wasn't there anymore.
Yeah, and so that's what, I mean, going back to what Caden said, it's there. And it's those things that where you, I said, sometimes you got to put it in a position where, and I'll just use myself as an example, we're at the playoffs, but hell, you know what, I need 10 catches for a certain amount of money, or I need this, this, and your teammates are a fault. I mean, that's some of the things, because if I need 10 catches, and I'm going to get $500,000. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to bust my ass to get, you know what I mean?
I mean, look, if you're busting your ass, who cares why?
Exactly.
If it's motivated by that or whatever.
But still, that's the thing when you get to when you're at this situation. Right. You start looking at your contract. You're like, okay, well, I need this man. You go put a bug in the quarterback ear, hey, Pippen, you know, or tackle incentives or sack incentives. I mean, there's certain things that, you know, money motivation. I don't give a damn what nobody say. Money ain't everything. Try not having it.
I know. But, I mean, it's such a good thing to say, but it proves to not be true.
Yeah, but then it goes. But in anything in sports, especially in football, where's your damn pride? Yeah. Where's your pride in performance is a big
where's
deal.
Your pride?
Pride in performance is a big deal.
I do wonder how many. I'm just looking at like the guys on offense. Like Pitts might be playing for an incentive. What do you think his incentives would be?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe, probably not, actually, because it's still a rookie contract.
But you have incentives in there.
You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Darnell Mooney's not going to hit any of his incentives.
Bijan, probably.
Bijan will.
Yeah. Bijan, like, start streaks for Jake.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Starts. I mean, games you play in. Some guys have in-game roster bonuses. I mean.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, there's certain things that you play for.
Good.
Yeah.
Play for that.
Yeah.
Play for
and more importantly, pride in performance.
Pride and no longer math. Pride and paychecks. Pride and paychecks. Hey, look, man. There's worse things to be motivated by. We'll be right back. We'll tell you what's trending here on a hump day. Dave Archer is going to join us at 11:40. Thanks for being with us. The first hour of the program is always brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I think we can. I think certainly the short week is good for them this week, I would say. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I think they'd probably like to all have short weeks for the remainder of the year and get this thing moving.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, we watch them on Thursdays. We all tune in. They're fairly sloppy games.
Yeah.
It's not the – doesn't tend to be the like the highest quality of football that you get throughout the season, but everybody has to play one, and both teams are in the same boat and kind of is what it is. But yeah, I mean, it's no secret that Thursday night games aren't good for anybody other than Amazon Prime.
The best thing about Thursday night is that they got rid of color rush uniforms.
Yeah, right.
Best thing about Thursday.
Those were very bad.
Was that about that? And, you know, I played in plenty of them, in plenty of Thursday night games. They suck. All right, there's no getting around it. But once you're out there, you just go. You know, it's just one of those things. Is the prep is just so it's so condensed, man. It really, really is, Buck. And then before you know, you're like, damn. Either you're flying, or either you got, or you know, you're getting ready for it and everything like that. So it's all about how the coach takes care of his team. That's one. And because because there's this late, there were no pads this week or anything like that.
Right.
And so you just got to go out there. My favorite phrase from Nick Saban. What did he say? He said, "Y'all just find." The game got moved up. Y'all find some way to get yourself physically ready to go. All right, Nick, no problem.
Yeah, do what you got
to
do.
Do what you got to do to get ready. All right, because the thing about it is we're going to play.
Yeah, like there's no there's no getting around it.
Yeah.
You're not gonna feel great.
No.
You played Sunday.
Yep.
But you're gonna play.
Yep. So. That's the thing about it, is they're not going to change it.
No, they're not canceling. You know what?
We feel bad for them. So yeah, if you're the Falcons, you go down there and you put your best foot forward and you try to find a way to get a win, because right now it's just about winning games, man. You know, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. There is not. Your season, as far as playing for the second season, but the thing, I always say this, and I learned this a long time ago, these games are precious, man, because before you know it, dog, you're in year eight. You know, so whenever you get an opportunity to go out there and play in an NFL game, you take advantage of that, man, because, again, it goes so fast, and there's only 17 of these things, man. They're promised, you're promised 17. Now, you earn the rest of them. But you're promised 17, and so, yeah, if that's the mindset you want to go out there with, which it should be, then you go out there and you do your best tomorrow night.
Yeah, plus, you know, fun to win.
Yeah.
Be fun to beat Tampa on Thursday night. You got a little mini bye. I don't know what you do with your extra couple days, but be better to do whatever you're doing after beating them.
Yeah.
You know? Feel a little bit better about yourself. They've lost 7 out of their last 8 games.
Yeah.
Nobody's having fun.
None.
Who's having
none,
a good time over none. There?
You say when that damn alarm clock, oh, damn.
Oh, great. Here we go.
You know what I mean? Damn.
Let me hit the snooze real quick.
Yeah, I know I used to work out at 7. I can go in at 7:15.
Yeah,
I can go to 7:30.
We're losing anyway.
Yeah, man.
I don't know. I just drive faster. The lies you tell yourself,
yeah, man,
when you need that extra little bit of sleep. Also, there's no better sleep. I wish I could sleep the whole night the way that I sleep in those 7 minutes when I hit the snooze button. Because those minutes between 6 and 6.07, when I hit it and go back to sleep that one time, that's the deepest sleep I get.
It's amazing to me that happens like that.
I don't know how it does.
I mean, I let my mind relax
for 1 second.
It's crazy
second,
because it takes you that long to fall asleep. And then all of a sudden, like you said, waking up and, oh, God. That's the only thing about me, like sleeping. Like, the only time I really sleep is when we're on vacation. I'll sleep, and then she'll usually wake up before me. But at home, I'm like, I'm just going to get up. You know what? Like, yeah, like, is this an extra 30 minutes or so going to help me that much?
Probably not.
Get your ass up.
And then the sooner you get up, the sooner you're awake.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, exactly. That's,
well, no matter what time you wake up, you're a little bit drowsy when you wake up. Might as well get to it.
Yeah.
Plus, the sooner you get up, the sooner you get to have coffee.
Yeah. Most important.
Coffee's always delicious.
Most important.
All right. So the whining continues from the athletic director of Notre Dame, Pete Bavakwa. Here he is talking about, I don't know what, the ACC campaigning against him or something. Because they wanted their team in.
Yeah.
Because they wanted the full member Miami Hurricanes to get into the playoff.
And I want Bo to find that with the ACC commissioner, his was plotted at.
Yeah, he said, what did he say, that it was egregious, the way that he's reacting? No, that was the Big 12's commissioner.
I'm sorry.
That,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah, yeah, Bo, Big 12. Brett York.
Thank you, Bo. But yeah, I just, you know what, the whining part about it is it's so funny because – you remember when they had COVID? Remember when COVID hit?
And when
Notre Dame's probably going to have to cancel their season. And who gave games?
The ACC.
Yeah.
Yeah. They even got to play in the ACC championship game that year.
You remember that?
I do.
Yeah, okay. All right.
And because of that, they made the college football playoff.
Remember that?
I remember that.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. Right. I do remember those things.
Okay. All right.
You know what else I remember? And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I remember as like young people growing up, whether it was a coach or a parent or whatever, teacher, like the people that were sort of like the leaders that were instructing you on how to behave as you get older. And then as you got older, you had coaches and whatever, like whatever mentor sort of thing you had. Lose with a little bit of grace. Like lose with, okay, you had an opportunity to win games, you didn't, and you're not there. Like I love what Clark Lee said. They asked him about not getting in. He was like, yeah, well, we had opportunities that we didn't take.
Right.
That, which is the only answer.
Yeah.
Like, problem is, here's my problem with all of it, is Notre Dame's going to get rewarded for this campaign of whining,
mm-hmm.
whereas Vanderbilt, Clark Lee, and whoever else handled it with, you know, with a little bit of maturity, you're not going to get anything other than, I suppose, you did the right thing. Notre Dame has it now written into the new rule when they expand to 14 that if they're in the top 12, they get an auto bid.
Right.
Like, so who was right? You know what I mean? Who was right? Who was right? The person that handled it the way that we were told to handle it, with grace and, you know, like poise and maturity, or the whiny baby who eventually got what he actually wanted?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, but I'm
so not, he's right.
I don't.
That well, sucks.
I don't like this whole thing. And the rug swept from up under us and all this other crap. You know, we were deceived, and I blame the TV show and everything like that. Blame them two losses.
Yeah, win the games.
Win the damn game.
Win the
again. And I'm the last person to say getting left out. All right, and I went ahead and like, hey, Georgia didn't win. That's why they're not in.
Exactly,
knowing damn well why they should have been in.
But that's what you said the day after, and that's what Kirby said the day after.
Because
you also said it the day before. Don't lose this game. Don't lose the SEC championship game because you know what might happen in a four-team playoff. And what happened. Of course, Georgia was one of the best four teams in the country that year.
And Notre Dame's one of the best 12 teams in the country.
They definitely are.
Yes.
They definitely are. Yeah. They definitely are. But you know what they're going to do?
Yeah.
They're going to make sure the rules are changed so it doesn't happen
but
to
them
again.
But my thing is this. Did y'all – I mean, never mind. I mean, y'all want to keep all that bread, which I don't mind y'all doing. You know, you don't want to have to share.
Yeah, right, but you can't have it
both
ways.
But you can't have it both ways, brother.
But that's the problem. You can.
They did, didn't they?
That's the thing.
They did.
Well, they're not going to be in the playoff this year.
But what I'm saying
but
is,
never happen
who the again. Hell agreed to that?
To what?
To let them to that stipulation.
I don't know.
Who the hell agreed to that stipulation?
I'm not sure. I guess I underestimate at times the power that certain entities have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I don't fully understand how Notre Dame has the sway that they seem to have. Given the landscape of things.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, to me, feel like any one program is that much more important than any other program. People are always like, well, college football's better when this team's good. Like,
wow.
I don't know. College football's good anyway.
It's fun.
Like, that team's been bad for 20 years. College football's been fine. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, college football or whatever league is better if this team's good. I guess. I don't know. Like, I think probably sports are fun no matter who the good teams are.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no. They.
And there's a reason they're bad teams.
They made sure that they... They made sure they got it their way, which again, squeaky wheel gets the grease, whatever they say.
My ultimate thing is like,
I'm just going to teach my kids to be whiny babies so they can get what they want.
The revenue that, because that's always the thing. Everything is about money. We understand that. Is the revenue so high when Notre Dame's in?
I guess. I don't know.
All right.
I guess it must be.
Okay.
It must be. But then, like, for all the people that say that they make the decisions based on that, well, then why didn't they let Notre Dame in then? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If the TV networks are so biased
does
towards
Notre Dame
only
feel
serving
like, do
their
they
own,
feel like they're being punished?
I guess. Oh. I don't know. Oh. You know, everybody, I don't know. Who knows? I'm glad they're not in. I said that yesterday. I'll say it again.
Yeah.
The problem is, I'm glad they're not in, but I wish they didn't get the change that they're getting changed. Here's Shams talking about Anthony Davis getting traded.
And so the Mavs will evaluate the next several weeks. There is no question around the league that trade talks to some extent will occur, and three Eastern Conference teams that I'm told will emerge as suitors for Anthony Davis are the Pistons, Raptors, and the Atlanta Hawks. You're looking at packages around role players, picks, potentially expiring contracts, and picks. This is someone that spent his entire NBA career in the Western Conference. He's a 10-time All-Star. So clearly there's a group of Eastern Conference contenders viewing him as a game changer to reshape the East.
Well, I think the thing with them is you know, they are looking to my Dallas. It's all about Cooper Flagg.
Which it should be.
Which it should be. And so getting offloading AD, probably trying to figure out a way to get from under Kyrie,
mm-hmm.
you know, and go forward with this young man. It seems that's what they need to do. I love, and I've always been an Anthony Davis fan. Just always hurt. That's his biggest thing.
Yep.
If you're talking about coming to the Hawks, expired contract, that's Kristaps Porzingis. Mm-hmm. But I was like, ain't he been in Dallas already? How did that end?
They did do that.
Yeah, they already did that. But
didn't go great.
It was on the spire contract.
So we're just trading hurt bigs for each other.
Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, that's one of the things where you just look at it from that standpoint. They're moving on picks. Well, you can't have the one pick that
can't
you
have that
want.
One.
You can't have that one.
Because that's what they want.
Yes. No, you're not getting that for Anthony Davis. No. Now, if it was like Anthony Davis, New Orleans, going to the Lakers, Anthony Davis, oh, yeah, you can have that unprotected pick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can have that.
But they would want more than just that.
And, yeah, they want Jalen Johnson.
They'd want some guys.
Yeah.
Because remember, when they traded him there, they got
everybody. Yes.
They got Brandon Ingram.
Yes.
Julius Randle.
Lonzo Ball.
They got everything.
Picks.
And some picks. Yeah. They got everything when they moved. Which, by the way, whenever teams do, and I guess it worked out for the Lakers because they did get a championship with Anthony Davis. But there's so many teams in the NBA right now that are dealing with kind of paying the bill for those huge trades that they made that just flopped.
Yes.
Like, you trade away all these picks, future picks, pick swaps, all this kind of stuff, so you can go all in on these superstars, and it very rarely works.
Yeah.
Like, look what the Clippers are dealing with right now.
Dog.
They don't control their own draft pick until 2032.
That's like, the Bucks are like that, too.
Same thing.
The Bucks are
now, at least the Bucks got a title.
They did. They did. But, I mean, and that's the thing about it is when you the title part, debunks everything. That's the whole thing with the Rams.
Totally.
They won the title.
Yeah.
They didn't have any picks.
Yeah, but they've also managed to be brilliant enough to figure it out on the back end. Teams in the NBA don't tend to be able to do that, but there's a lot of teams right now in the league that are just in really bad spots because of those big time trades they made for superstars,
dude.
That rarely work.
I'm looking at and I get is this John Summerall? Is this his real Twitter account where he has Florida and he says Tulane and Florida head coach?
Technically true.
It's true, but I love this graph that he has of a split down the middle.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Oh yeah, it's pretty good.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah,
technically true. I mean, he's going to coach Tulane against Ole Miss in the playoff while also recruiting and whatever it is that he's doing for Florida right now.
Hey, guys, each Wednesday night, Joe and I got Day-Day Lewis of Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at teams and athletes making news in high school sports. Cross Day is brought to you by Ingles, low price, low savings. That's Prep Sports Nation tonight with I Got Day-Day.
All right, Dave Archer is going to join us next, Falcons Radio Network analyst, former Falcons quarterback as well. Find out what it's going to take for the Falcons to go into Tampa tomorrow night on Thursday Night Football and get a win. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Now in the game.
Rock and roll band. It's a great rock and roll band.
I'll say one thing about Boston. They make very good radio bumpers. Very, like, energetic, come back from break, get people ready for a segment, radio bumpers. Not every band can say that. Foo Fighters, also really good radio bumpers. Speaking of the Foo Fighters, we have another pair of tickets to give away to the Metal Festival later on in the show. So be listening. We've been giving away tickets every day this week. We'll continue to do so. NFL No Huddle coming up in about 20 minutes from right now. But Dave Archer joins us on Wednesdays at 11:40. Falcons Radio Network analyst brought to you by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Arch, how are you?
Well, fellas, how we doing? Sun's shining. So we good today?
A holiday party today. We're doing great.
All in, baby.
Holiday. Yeah, see, how about scheduling the holiday? I'm going to have to talk to Rick Gaffney about this. Schedule a holiday party. I go get on a plane to fly to Tampa. And what's that all about? Are we is that the way we schedule it?
I'll tell you exactly what it's all about. The Wednesday 2 p.m. holiday party is your company telling you they do not trust you. Like, we need you guys to be hanging out when the sun's out. Because if it's Friday night at a bar.
Friday night at 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
I got you.
All right. You're getting on an airplane to head to Tampa to call the football game tomorrow night. We always talk about how short weeks are hard, and they are. But is it good this week? Is it good that they're getting right back at it after what happened on Sunday?
Yeah, and well, as it turns out, over the last 8 weeks, you're going to like to have played on a short week every week, I guess. So if that's the thought process, I guess getting back at it, that's what all of us say that have played, you know, and the question gets asked. It's the question you always hate. You know, what do you do with this? How do you dispel or get wash out of your mouth? What happened? Well, let's get back to work. We got to get back to work. That's the only answer really that comes to mind, Randy. I mean, what else are you going to do? I'm going to go beat the neighbor's dog, or I don't know what you're going to do, you know? So, you got to go back to work, and get back after it. So the quicker you can get to that task, then I would think, Andy, that would help you. I do think that there's some potentially some complications attached to that. You're going on the road. Don't really have time to necessarily, you know, do any kind of deep dive as far as game plan goes. So nothing's going to change much, which benefited the Falcons last time these two teams played on a short week. So maybe that's good, you know. So sure. I'm kind of grasping at straws right here. Hopefully you guys have better answers than I do.
I'm just kidding.
We don't.
But, Dave, I want to ask you a question about this passing game. Is it more or less just the personnel problem than, you know, the actual pass plays being called themselves?
No, I think it's all of it,
okay.
Randy. And we've talked about, you know, I think that certainly design and the comfortability of the design of the guys throwing it, you know. I don't know if you guys heard Kirk's presser yesterday. He talked about, you know, Kyle emerging as a guy that has been pretty good for him the last couple of weeks. And he says, I'm not really going into the huddle or coming out of the huddle thinking, okay, I'm throwing the ball to this guy. Certainly things in Ramy, you probably could identify with this. Things are potentially based on what we think we're going to get coverage wise. We call something that might get Randy McMichael down through the pipe against cover two, or we're going to get you ISO'd in cover one against a safety or something like that. And same thing with Kyle, right? But you don't know you're going to get that. And so coverage takes you a certain place. So I think from a play design standpoint, there's been some problems there. Obviously personnel, not having Drake London has been huge, even bigger than I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. You know, just kind of affected because nobody else has stepped up. I mean, Kyle's made a few plays, but even Sunday, he could have geared down and made a catch in the first drive. Yep. That might have been one of those plays that's a kind of a difference-making play. You know, which one I'm talking about. So kind of that underthrown corner route that he ran. So nobody's made any plays. So some of it is personnel as well, right? So I think it's a combination of two things, which makes it tough to kind of fix.
Do you think that Drake will be back? I know that there's still no commitment to that. At some point, he probably will be. But do you think that'll be tomorrow?
Yeah, as far as the season goes, and I know you guys talked a little bit about that. I don't know that one, and I get the idea of, you know, with the being out of the playoffs and all that kind of stuff. Do you risk that? Do you bring him back if he's only 90% or 85%? You know, and that's probably a no. But then you're also going to have to fight him to keep him from putting his uniform on and going and playing this week. I kind of sense that I don't think he's going to go. I don't, you know, that's just my guess. I haven't been told that by anybody. We didn't see any practice this week. So, but based on the injury reports and kind of the limited stuff they were doing, as far as walkthroughs and stuff, I'd be highly surprised if he played.
Dave, I know when we talked, I think it was after the Indianapolis game, and you were talking about the coverage team, you were saying, how the safety guy was getting pinned and all those different things. That's why those lanes were there. What did you see Sunday? Because I'm looking at, I was actually in the restroom coming back out when that happened. But did you see it as more or less they just got them? Guys aren't getting off blocks. They're avoiding the wrong way. What did you see on that play?
Yes. to all of that.
just the second straight answer has been, yeah, it's all bad.
I thought we did a really poor job of getting off blocks. It looked like a sink, and you, I don't know if you watched the tape. From what I could tell, Arnold Ebiketie had a chance at him, and he missed him. Other than that, I mean, guys just aren't defeating blocks. I don't think there's necessarily anything elaborate being designed. I know there was some conversation about a couple of weeks ago where we were running like a twist, mm-hmm. where, you know, Felipe Franks was supposed to twist inside and somebody else was supposed to go outside, almost like what you do in the defensive front where you run an in-tackle game or a tackle-tackle stunt where you twist up front to try to screw up blocking assignments. And I don't think Felipe got back to his lane, and that created a crease. I didn't hear that discussion this week about it, but because it's happened so often this season, you just kind of, you know, put another chalk on the chalkboard that, you know, somebody wasn't where they're supposed to do. I just don't think guys are leveraging very well. They're, you know, if the kick goes to that left side, if it's outside the numbers, which is where Zane and or Bradley are trying to kick it to try to pin them to one side of the field, guys aren't leveraging it the proper way. And if one guy gets out of place, then you get creased. And it's very much like the defensive line or run fitting. When you've got eight guys that are responsible for all gaps in the run game, if one guy misses the gap, you get creased. And it happens a lot in run defense. We see it in a guy, Bijan rips off a 15, 20-yard run. Well, you know, that linebacker didn't get in his gap, and all of a sudden we found that little crease. That's what's happening on these kickoff returns.
We always talk about plays like that can be deflating, right? Like you give up a big kickoff return.
Question, yeah.
Did you feel like that is what happened on Sunday? Because it just felt like there was an energy in the first half that maybe as the game went on wasn't there.
Yeah, and I thought that it started in the first half, Andy, to be honest with you. I thought that the two short field opportunities you had, you get the good, really good return by Agnew to the plus 39, and you get a field goal. I mean, that was because you got a first down. You actually got down into the red zone, and you have to settle for three. Then you get the interception, and you don't get anything out of that. So, I mean, it's just those for the defense, they're fighting and scrapping. The special teams fighting and scrapping get you a short field opportunity, and then you don't do anything with it. And so that's kind of a punch in the gut. And even though you try to soldier on and you keep your head down and do my job, and hey, I can't worry about what's going on offense, or I can't worry about what's going on special teams, I got to do my job. We're all human beings. There's energy up and down in the game. We talk about momentum. We talk about all those kind of things that are real, that are hard to touch. They're not tangible. You can touch, but you can feel them. And so you're going to ebb and flow. And if you're in the midst of a losing season and you're looking for a bump, an energy bump, and you get a turnover at the 30-yard line, you don't get anything out of it, man, that's a kick in the groin, you know? And so you try to go back out and try to rekindle the same energy. And I thought that the kickoff return kind of really put a hole in the balloon, no question.
Hey, what about the Bucs? I saw a little while ago that it looks like Mike Evans is going to be back tomorrow, Dave. And obviously they're coming off of a demoralizing loss to the Saints.
Yeah, Evans is going to be back, I think. I think Chris Godwin has been out too. So I didn't say he was been out. He's been playing, but we didn't see him in week one. Right. If you remember, he didn't play. And so it was about Abuka, the young receiver, and the other two guys weren't really a part of it. So now we're going to get the full brunt of the storm, so to speak, with those guys coming off a loss, knowing they're in a fight to be in the playoffs, and they're getting all their people back. Now, I did see Bredesen, their left guard, is out. They put him on IR, so they might have some problems. And Wirfs has been in and out of the lineup. Mm-hmm. I don't think he played last week in the game against New Orleans. So that left side of their offensive line potentially could be shaky. Based on what I saw on tape, they were throwing a ton of screens, trying to get Rashad White and Bucky Irving going in the screen game as well as the run game. That'll be a key for us. If we got to concentrate on those two backs, if we can take those two backs away, make him hold the football and throw the ball downfield, then I think this young pass rush, number four in the league in sacks, I think they can get after him.
Arch, we appreciate it.
Hold on one second. Oh. I want to ask you something, Dave, because my former quarterback, Philip Rivers, is back. your thoughts on that. Because I mean, neck Dave, from the neck up, the smarts and the fire is there. Is everything else I worry about?
Well, yeah, I mean, that is everything to worry about. But I was stunned that we didn't get, like, within 30 minutes, the Randy McMichael phone call. That, yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I can sign with the Colts. And now what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to hold you and Phillip Rivers' Hall of Fame vote. You're going to get held if you get on the active roster.
But that's so crazy.
You got to keep that in mind.
That's crazy that he's thinking about that. But what do you think about that, Dave?
You know what? He's not the oldest guy. I actually grew up in the Bay Area, California, and watched the Raiders play. And they had a guy named George Blanda that played. And Blanda would roll out there, and it was like he set his cigar down on the bench and then went out and throw a couple of touchdown passes and get back in the rocker until the defense got him the ball back. Phillip was never a guy that ran around. He was a guy that got back in the pocket, as you know, and got the ball out. And from what I understand, he can still sling it. So put him in the shotgun and let him go.
One more from me, too, now that I remembered a couple things I wanted to ask about. What do you think about Matt Campbell headed to Penn State, I know, as an Iowa State alum?
Well, I talked about kicking the groin. That's a kick in the groin for Iowa State. There's no question about that. But something was going on, Andy, behind the scenes on that. I think that Matt was asking for access to some things like the NIL money so they could make quicker decisions on players that they had a chance to potentially get.
Right.
And there was a disconnect between him and the AD as to how those funds were accessed or what his availability was. And Matt talked about it a number of times, and evidently they didn't satisfy it to his liking, so he left. And also the fact that they had Jimmy Rogers under contract, or at least agreed to be the guy within 45 minutes of Matt saying he was leaving.
Crazy.
Something was going on behind the scenes there. So
that
kind of smells.
Sure.
That one kind of smells.
All right, Arch. We appreciate it.
Dave.
Have a great call tomorrow.
Great to be with you guys. Y'all take care. See you.
Dave Archer there, Atlanta Falcons radio network analyst, former quarterback.
Because the whole thing with the Matt Canada thing is this. He's
Matt Campbell.
Matt Campbell. He's had plenty of offers that were better than his current job. I'm sorry, Iowa State. And he never took them.
Right.
He never, ever took them. And it could have been to a point where like teams, because it's like, if he was available, he would have been one of the top coaches in this cycle.
Right. There's two parts of it that are weird.
But it seems like the other teams, other schools were like, well, he didn't leave for the NFL.
Right.
Why would he do this?
Right.
Now?
He's been asked enough times where to stop asking.
Right.
Because, like there was a bunch of other big hires made earlier. Like, all the stuff had happened. And we were kind of making fun of Penn State a little bit at the end of the week last week about what's going on. Like, what are you guys up to? And then they end up getting a guy that 5 years ago was one of the hottest names.
Yeah.
And again, just kind of fell out of the cycle because he said no to everybody. And they were able to do it the way that they were able to do it. And they were able to do it late.
Right.
And the NIL money definitely makes sense. I was saying this to you off the air yesterday. It reminded me of when the Washington Huskies were able to get Chris Peterson out of Boise.
Right.
People have been trying to get him out of Boise forever.
Yes.
And then it happened in a weird time like this where the USC job came open, Sark went to USC, season was over, it was kind of out, the coaching cycle had happened.
Right.
And then they were randomly able to get him.
Yeah.
Don't know how.
It's weird.
Don't know how that stuff works.
But then you had that.
But it worked out perfect for Washington, just like it ended up working out perfect for Penn State.
But that's what I'm saying. Then the guy gets the job before he even clears out his office?
Yeah. That's where you got to be kind of, if you're Washington State, you're like, come on, man. You don't embarrass us like that, man.
Damn. Like, he's probably picking his kids up from school.
Yeah. At least wait.
Go Cougs.
Wait a day. Exactly. Well, I know he had said the day before that he wanted to be there. And, like, he said in his introductory press conference, this isn't a one-time thing. It's not a stepping stone. I'm committed. And whatever. You say what you say.
Would you rather live
Don't listen to what college football coaches say.
Would you rather live in Ames or
I'll be honest with you,
Randy. Where's Washington at?
Pullman.
Pullman, yeah.
I'll be honest, I've never been to either.
You ever been to Pullman?
Never been to Pullman.
Oh, wow.
Pullman, Washington State, there, Martin Stadium, is the only Pac-10 stadium, because I've never been to Utah either, so Pac-12, but only Pac-10 stadium I never went to.
Really? Same state and everything?
I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know. It's a long drive.
Okay. You drove to Berkeley.
Hey, we did, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's stuff to do in Berkeley. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to an NFL No Huddle to kick off the noon hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.